Seçidənin.
Yay, seçidənin.
Yeah, the Pooja Deepakbhai has just entered and is giving darshan to everybody. He's just entered the hall. Good morning, everyone. And Jai Sachidanand, the highest awareness, with the highest awareness of the eternal, let us all greet each other. Here is our Gnani Purush, comes in midst of us. And today is the day of Teli Satsang. And the Teli Satsang is Yes, Sachidanand. Yes, Sachidanand. The Teli Satsang, January 11, 2012. Yes, Sachidanand. Come and sit down. Kacha ji. Yeah. So, Anu bhai, awa na che. But my first 45 minutes, who you blue Bluetooth off or not? Mani Bluetooth off, bija jo.
English questions.
But Anu bhai ne maate chahta. Because he is going to take care of it in the last 15 minutes. Chale, andar rakh jo. Andar rakh hi de jo. Just. Saru David. Exam question. All right. So Teli Satsang questions. And Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. People are greeting Pooja Deepak Bhai. કેવી રીતના કરવાનું મને કહો ને.
બસ યુ જસ્ટ હોલ્ડ ઇટ વેર, ધેટ્સ ઓલ.
હા, હવે આ પાછળ રહેશે ને, આટલા રહેશે, ચાલશે? યા, ઇટ શુડ સ્ટે. Okay, Jai Sachidanand, everybody. I hope you can hear me. People are in the process of greeting Pooja Deepak Bhai now, just on Teli Satsang from all over, usually from America. Sambhala se mana andar andar kai sambhalavu joye.
You just call them just and just turn to Jeff, that's all.
Ha bhai,
say Jai Sachidanand. Jeff.
Jeff, Jai Sachidanand. Jeff. Okay, good, I can hear you very well. All right, okay, so biju kai. Oh, you do you want to cut that off? Is it it's very loud background noise. You can hear me, no?
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, so wait, what? Okay, yes, I think when they એક છે કે બહાર બેકગ્રાઉન્ડ નોઇઝ બહુ આવે છે અહીંયા આગળ. નહીંથી મારે અંદર જવું પડશે. ઓકે, ઇટ્સ ઓલ રાઈટ, ઇટ વિલ કટ ડાઉન વન્સ પીપલ સ્ટોપ ગ્રીટિંગ ધ વિથ ધ ગ્રીટિંગ્સ ઓફ જય સચ્ચિદાનંદ. જેફ, there are two questions in English now.
Jeff.
From John, from Jeff. Jeff from they are on the English line. Wait, do you want to do it now or do you want to do it in the last 15 minutes? Let us take them after 15 minutes because Deepak Bhai is approaching them early. There's a question from somebody in what is your name?
Bala
from Dallas.
Question is
whenever I try to do pratikraman, I am not able to do as many as I'm supposed to be doing. What happens? I keep on regretting. I am in a very serious remorse mode only when I do pratikraman. And then I am into aversion. We have three steps in Pratikraman. Alochana, Pratikraman and Pratyakhyan. You see, this is a mistake. Oh, Dada Bhagwan, grant me the energy not to do it again. And I'm very sincerely but repentant for it. That I do not want to do it. Please grant me the energy. So there are three. You have to keep it separate. I do not become the doer of the Pratikraman, remain separate from Pratikraman. If you, the one who is not at all remorseful, then you should say, how come you are already hurting somebody and how come you are not having remorse? Now once she or he is feeling remorse, then you can say, okay, now do apology. And then beyond that, ask for the energy so that you will never do it again from the pure soul of the other person. The exactness is through alochana, recall of the mistakes, and then remorse and apologizing for the mistakes, and then asking for the energies never ever to repeat those mistakes. So pratyakhyan is a very important part of the pratikraman. That pratyakhyan means I will never do it again. Pratyakhyan is, we need to, you see, if you go into the suffering because, you know, you feel like you have hurt other people, then you see you are stuck in the middle part of the pratikraman. Then you have to go into, you see, pastavo means suffering, and when you have remorse, when you keep the remorseful one separate from you, there will be no suffering. But the one who is in remorse and regret, if you become that, then you will suffer the remorse. So you have to be careful who is doing the pratikraman. You should have the constant awareness that I am not the one who has made these mistakes. The mistakes were made by this person, Katya, in the last life, and they are now unfolding in front of her. And so I am asking her to do pratikraman. I am not doing pratikraman. And you see, do you know Katya? Know what she intends to do? No, you see, now supposing you are observing a person, you are observing this person. Now he is sitting up, he is standing. You know, you are just seeing that person. Now he is scratching his hair. Now he is doing this. Now he is adjusting. You are continued. But now, when you are observing, when you are seeing somebody from a distance, are you making opinions that this he is doing it wrong or is doing it right? The opinions are the ones that bind you. But if you just continue to see him as with what he is doing, you will not be affected. In the same way, if you continue to see Katya, and then Katya, the awareness will be there that Katya has hurt Uva, and so then you have to tell Katya, please do pratikraman. Then I have a question whether I should actually literally speak the words. Oh dear, do I have to literally see all of these things? Then I wonder if I'm employing deceit in this thing. If you feel peace and calm after doing pratikraman, that means the pratikraman was effective. But if you do not feel peace and calm, then you know that you have taken a shortcut in pratikraman. You have not done it right. And so once one pratikraman is over, one layer of onion has been removed, the other layers of the onion are still there, and so you just have to keep. It is your doubt that is giving you the suffering. It is your suspicion that did I do it right or not is what is causing the suffering. You should be aware that she has, that she means Katya has the knot of pride in her or the knot of this in her, but that just remain, be aware of it, that's about it. Yeah, but on the other hand, you should encourage her. You should say, it's so nice that you're doing pratikraman. You see, at least you're becoming more aware and you're listening to me, you're listening to the awakened one. And some people are saying that, some people say that, how come I'm not regretting even though I have made. Yes. You know, then somebody says, are you not, am I not aware? How come I'm not having any kind of suffering? No, that must be me. If you try to kind of do too much teasing in terms of what is happening inside, you might miss the whole point, which is be the blissful one and be aware of the hurt If you are the blissful one, then you will be aware of the hurt. If you are not the blissful one, you will not be aware of the hurt. You see? And if you are in the wrong mode, if you are trying to see it through your intellect, you are not going to see it at all. You are just going to go around in circles, muddling up the whole thing. Keep it straight and simple, says Deepak Bhai. She says, I still get more problems. Recognize that is the layer of the onion below the first layer that you have just removed. You know, it's not the old one. One pratikraman has been effective. Again, if it happens, but do not entertain any doubt. Do not get entangled. Do not wonder, well, did it happen? Why is it not happening? No, every time something bothers you, just do the pratikraman. Simple. You don't have to say, why is it not happening? Why am I not feeling the bliss? Why am I getting tired? Why don't I enjoy doing pratikraman, etc.? This is not the question. You should just keep it. Bala is separate, I am separate. And you just tell Bala, come on Bala, keep doing. You are not meant to enter into any kind of suffering when you are doing pratikraman. If you are doing pratikraman and you suffer, then it is a wrong mode pratikraman altogether. Jai Sachidana. Next one. Will you please grant me the energy so that I can do more pratikraman? No. No, I am not going to give you the energies to do pratikraman. I am going to ask you to do I am going to bless you so that you can do more pratyakhyan. You should ask for more energies to do more, never to repeat these mistakes again. Pratikraman is an effect. You say you'll have to just kind of let it go. You should be. But the pratyakhyan is the purushart, that I do not want to do it again. I do not want to do it again is the purushart, pratyakhyan. Emphasis is on the third component of pratikraman. And now we are allowing the English people to come in. Jeff has to pay *7 and ask the question now. Jeff has a long question. Or he can just say it.
You have to transfer to the Gujarat line. You are still on the English line.
And the process is that they have to transfer to the Gujarati line from the English line. So they all have to do. And then next one is David Lance. There are two questions, David and Jeff.
Ask the question. Are you looking for Jeff Debar to transfer to the Gujarati line? Mr. David Lance. You are actually speaking on the English line, you are transferring the Gujarati line as I mentioned. Yeah. Mr. David Lance, while you are waiting for Mr. Jeff, can you please press *7 and ask the question? Mr. David Lance, are you on the Gujarati line? Can you please press *7 and ask the question?
We'll do our own homework. There's a question. Somebody goes in. Again, Ramesh Shah is back. I have one more question. I'm 68 years old. In another 10 years, I will become an old man. And then I'll have illnesses. How can I remain still? And if I think about my old age, then I will have artha dhyan, internal disturbance. So what should I do so that, how should I avoid old age and disease? And I mean, old age and disease are inevitable, but how should remain in there? The answer is very simple, that it is happening to Ramesh. I am the blissful one. I am the pure soul. Whatever may arise to Ramesh, I just want to settle the file one with equanimity, whether the file one is sick or old or unhappy or happy. I just want to settle the file one with equanimity. And then if you have worries about what will happen to file 2, you know, she will be in her own Dada's Gnan. She will maintain her Dada's Gnan. So you don't have to be concerned about file 2 or file 3. Circumstances are of file 1 and they are under the influence of scientific circumstantial evidences. And they are by very nature vyavasthit. Yes. I would like to meet you in Guru Purnima in Dallas. Please come to Guru Purnima in Dallas. And you know, there are other programs in Philadelphia. Please come there. Yes, I'm going to come to Dallas in Guru Purnima. And there is a Shibir, there is a retreat in Philadelphia. Come there too. We'll talk about it, okay? You are highly, you are amazingly blessed that you have received this knowledge. And all of this, every human being has to face death and old age and disease, right? So, okay, all right, he says. and read and see the VCDs and the DVDs of Niruma and Dada Shri, and just... And then when you will feel as if you are actually sitting in the hall in front of them. This is how. And listen to the satsang as if you are sitting in front of the Ada or sitting in front of Niruma, and it will become live in front of you. And his Deepak Bhai says, even I do my own homework. Even now I am watching the DVDs of Dada and Niruma. And I make my notes when she is speaking. So this is all a constant learning process. You should never wonder about, you should never give any kind of fuel to your tree of imagination of what will happen when I become 78 years old, or when I 98 years old, or 90 years old, and what will happen to my daughter, and what will happen to my son-in-law. You see, just kind of see it as it is. Next one, Jeff, are you there, my friend?
Jai
Sachidana.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, Jeff. Go ahead.
Okay. My question, Deepak Bhai, is while one continues to keep slipping into viewership over a certain sticky file, it's over the subject of money and business, and this continues even though many positive evidences are unfolding. So file one tries to put forth the very best evidences, but never quite gives up being attached to wanting certain results, a certain outcome, which ends up causing tension and takes me out of the bliss of the self and out of the agnes. And what happens is this worry keeps starting up that these results won't returning. So I'm not sure which Vishai is preventing the file from, you know, finally settling. I see the role of the intellect in causing problems, but that doesn't ever seem to get to the root. And so I tell file one that, you know, the opposite is on autopilot, you really can't do anything about it. Yet there remains this kind of persistent nagging sense that, you know, I must make this happen rather than just relaxing and remaining the self in the opposite. So I'm not sure what to do about this.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
એમ કે છે કે પૈસાની બાબતમાં હું કરતાપણામાં ઉતરી જઉં છું અને ઘણા બધા સારા સારા એવિડન્સ મને પૈસા બાબતમાં મળી રહ્યા છે, તે છતાં હું અમુક જ ટાઈપનું પરિણામ મળે એના માટે ઈચ્છા ધરાવું છું. એને માટે ઘણો તણાવ ઉત્પન્ન થાય છે, મને અંદર ટેન્શન ઊભું થાય છે અને અમુક ચિંતા બી થયા કરે છે. મને ખબર નથી આ કયો કશાય કામ કરી રહ્યો છે. આમાં બુદ્ધિનું પણ કંઈક કામ હશે અને એ જ પ્રોબ્લેમ કરતી હશે એવું મને સમજાય છે. થોડું હું કહું છું મારા પોતાના સેલ્ફને કે આ તો બધું વ્યવસ્થિત છે, તું કંઈ કરી શકવાનું નથી, તે છતાં આ તો થવું જ જોઈએ એવું એક રહ્યા કરે છે. અને એકદમ આરામથી કામ કરવા કરતાં અને વ્યવસ્થિતના ધ્યાનમાં રહેવા કરતાં આવું થઈ જાય છે, તો મને રસ્તો બતાવે.
The answer is that this is actually the knot of greed inside, the kashaya. Oh, sorry. Anupai will translate.
If you are desiring a profit of $5,000 in a particular business, and if you end up getting $2,000, then you start, your mind starts nagging you. અને જો એને 1000 ગાના હોત ને 1000 પ્રોફિટ મળો તો 2000 મળે તો શાંતિ થઈ જાય. એન્ડ ઇફ યુ વર એન્ટિસિપેટેડ ઓનલી $1000 ઇન પ્રોફિટ એન્ડ ઇફ યુ એન્ડ અપ ગેટિંગ 2000 ધેન યુ ફીલ ગ્રેટલી એટ પીસ. This is not of greed and is intellect. If you have already obtained some profit, then why don't you enjoy that? But no, it will not allow you to do that. Because the profit is less than anticipated, then you are in suffering. Samjhai, do you understand?
Yes, I do. So could I ask you for maybe some instructions in doing a samhag to get to the root of this grief?
मैंने कहा ये इंस्ट्रक्शन आपसे जैसे करेंगे वो हम क्यों मैं सामायिक कर सकूं जैसे करेंगे लोग ना मूल ना कर सकूं ना एक्सपेक्टेशन थोड़ी कुछ ही करना है 100 के बजे 25% का था ये मतलब 30% प्रॉफिट था ना तो 5% अधिक है अरे वाह हमें भी द
मैटर इज क्वाइट सिंपल
डोंट हैव सो मच हाई एक्सपेक्टेशंस कीप द लोअर एक्सपेक्टेशंस आउट ऑफ If you were if you are expecting 100, expect only 25. So if you get 30, then you feel so happy that oh, I was only expecting 25 profit and I have 30 now. So you'll be happy.
Okay.
So 70% loss, then tension over there. I mean, 3% to come and better karne. You are happy, I will come back. I will tell my friend, but that is the idea. એ મોહમાં ઓછું પડે કઈ દુઃખ થાય લોભમાં ઓછું પડે કઈ દુઃખ થાય માનમાં ઓછું પડે કઈ દુઃખ થાય એટલે મને આટલું માન તો મળવું જોઈએ કે પછી ઓછું મળે એટલે દુઃખ શરૂ થાય એમ નંબર બતા
Then you are getting upset because of the 70% loss that you are seeing all the time. And this is for everybody, also for people who are having expectation for pride, for greed, for attachments. You are having expectation that I should have so much of pride or importance given to me. If you get less, then you get very upset and there is more upsetness that takes over. So if file number one, such kind of things come up in file number one, then do this kind of simple setting.
અરે આ તો રજુ એને ભોગવો તો આ પણ ઉદ્વેગ ઉભા કરે 70% નો લોસ ટેન્શન થઈ જાય
Right now you are only facing upsetness, but there are times when people get into extreme suffering and extreme upsetness called udveg. Do you understand?
તો કે ના ખરેખર પ્રોફિટમાં છીએ 20-30% પ્રોફિટમાં છીએ તો એન્જોય કરવા
The adjustment that I would recommend is that the intellect will show 70% loss. Then just make the right calculations and find out that what was the real profit. Okay, if there was a certain amount of profit, then you are satisfied with it.
અરે આપણે તો મૂડી પાછી આવે ને તોય આનંદમાં રહેવા જેવું છે અત્યારે તો કલયુગનો મામલો છે મૂડી પછી આપણે
Even if you regain your capital, you should be in happiness because this is an era of Kali Yuga. So even if you regain your capital, you should be grateful and happy.
Samjhai, do you understand?
Yes. I can see how the intellect is the culprit, like always.
મને એવું દેખાય છે કે આ દર વખતની જેમ આ બુદ્ધિ
Okay, that's a nice answer.
Your work, intellect is only doing its work. If you are living in the same house as your intellect, and if you call it a culprit, then you will have a big fight with it.
You
have to change the vision of the intellect. It is showing, oh, 70% loss. But if you change its vision and say, no, actually 30% profit, then it will be peace, peace, peace in your home.
Do you understand?
So I have to, and you can't
do it.
Okay.
75%
expense, and wife will
say 25% discount. 25% discount.
In the sale. We're getting this in 25% discount.
પછી ધીમે ધીમે જોયું ને કે ના મારી ભાઈ પૂરી જાય તો ભાઈ ને શાંતિ એ 75 ટકા ખર્ચા કરતા એને શાંતિ થઈ ને એને કહ્યું ને સંતોષ તો આપણને શાંતિ નહીં મળે એ પોઝિટિવ સુધી કામ કરે એ ટુ ઝેડ પોઝિટિવ સુધી કરવા
Try to find the positive in anything. Slowly, when the wife becomes happy after going to the say 25% sale, the husband will convert his loss of 75% extra.
So I want to translate. Mr. David Lentz,
thanks, man.
Star 7. Mr. David Lentz, if you're on the line, Star 7. So please ask your question.
I find file one is very attached to work. He's a musician, and a lot of time is spent on that, and file one enjoys it very much. So what do I do about this? And also, I was wondering if you can explain more about when Tadashri says we will not take a loss in our business when we attempt to talk about it.
બે પ્રશ્ન છે. પહેલો પ્રશ્ન એવું કે છે કે મને એવું જાણવામાં આવે છે કે મારી ફાઇલ નંબર વન એના કામ માટે હું એક કલાકાર છું, મ્યુઝિશિયન છું, મ્યુઝિક બનાવું છું અને કરું છું. એમાં મારા કામ માટે મને બહુ રાગ અને મોહ છે અને એની સામે મારે કેવી રીતે જાગૃતિ રાખવી એ પહેલો પ્રશ્ન. અને બીજો પ્રશ્ન એમ છે કે તારે એવું કહે છે કે જો
આઈ એમ વેરી અટેચ ટુ માય વર્ક ઇન મ્યુઝિક, આઈ લાઈક ઇટ. And if Dada said that if you come to satsang,
file number one is attached to its work of being a musician, then that is fine. It is a file, the music and the work is a file for you. So let David finish that file, and you have to understand that I am pure soul, and David is attached to the music file. It is a source of income for you right now, and he is taking good interest in it, so let it be. Let it develop the set, relate it, and I am manu. ઇન્ટરેસ્ટ છે, મન આપણું એન્જોય કરે છે, આપણે જુદા છે, મન જુદું છે. સો ડેવિડ વિલ ડેવલપ રિલેટિવલી બિકોઝ ઓફ ધીસ ફાઇલ, એન્ડ ધીસ ઇઝ ધ ઇન્ટરેસ્ટ ઓફ ધ માઇન્ડ. સો ધ માઇન્ડ ઇઝ ઇન્ટરેસ્ટેડ ઇન ઇટ, એન્ડ વી આર સેપરેટ ઇન સાઇડ. એન્ડ આપણે શું કરવાનું, બિગિનિંગમાં કરવાનું કે આ ફાઇલ છે, પછી બધું કામ ઇન્વોલ્વ થઈને કરે, એન્ડમાં કે ફાઇલ ક્લિક થઈ ગઈ, હવે ચાલો હવે સુધારતા જોતા જોતા ચાલો કરે. What we have to do is at the beginning say that this is a file, then finish the file and then involve your work and finish it. And at the end, then say that this is a file, this was a file and I finished it. And now let me look at the pure soul and everybody while it goes back home.
I thought about it, which is charity, which is remaining present and then past one. But it remains not present, then you say that it's not present.
Or else remain in the present and the past is gone. So now focus on the other file that are in front of you at that time.
Sanjay, do you understand?
Yes, thank you. But sometimes I think, you know, like it's wrapped up and worried that I might spend more time practicing my instrument, preparing for, you know, my future. And less time reading data, and I have a hard time balancing that, and I find that I get trapped in the stewardship of, you know, preparing my music and that sort of prevents him from saying nothing.
So
whatever extra time you have, you must spend in Dada's satsang and vidhis, but you must finish this work of yours for sure. No problem will occur if you do it this way.
અને થોડો ટાઈમ મળે છે વિધિ માટે વાંચન માટે પછી આપણે સત્સંગ એટેન્ડ કરવા માટે ટાઈમ મળે છે
કીધું કે સમ ટાઈમ ડોન્ટ યુ ફોર ડોન વિધિ એન્ડ સત્સંગ
કઈ વાંધો નહીં આ કરવા આરામથી અને પૈસા સેવિંગ કરવા છે
સો યુ વર્ક પ્રોપરલી એન્ડ સેવ મની અ લિટલ બિટ ઇટ્સ ગુડ યુ આર બીજો પ્રશ્ન ઓકે ઓકે હવે કઈ રહ્યું
આવે છે અને હજી ખૂબ ચિંતા કરે કોઈ કે વધારે લાવો કે વધારે લાવો એ ડિસ્ટર્બન્સ ઓબસ્ટ્રક્શન કરે છે
ધ થિંગ ઇઝ ધેટ મની કમ્સ બીકોઝ ઓફ ધ મેરિટ કર્મ ઓફ યોર પાસ્ટ લાઈફ એન્ડ ઇફ યુ ઇન્ટરફિયર ઇન ધીસ લાઈફ હાઉ કેન આઈ ગેટ મોર હાઉ કેન આઈ ગેટ મોર ધેન ધેટ કોઝિસ પ્રોબ્લેમ્સ
ઓબસ્ટ્રક્શન કરે
એન્ડ ઓબસ્ટ્રક્શન
અને જ્યારે બિઝનેસ વખતે બિઝનેસ હોય અને પછી ફ્રી ટાઈમમાં કે દાદાના સત્સંગમાં હોય સિદ્ધાર્થમાં હોય ફાઇલના નિકાલમાં હોય વર્તમાનમાં રહેતો હોય
When you are doing business, you are doing business. But when you are in your surplus time, if you are focusing on the five agnas, dadas, jnan, settling the five with equanimity, and doing vidhis, doing satsang, then there is no interference in the business, then automatically you will get the money and it will come.
એટલે આપણું જ આપણું એ જ આપણું જ બેંક બેલેન્સમાંથી નેચરની બેંક બેલેન્સમાંથી આપણા પુણ્ય પ્રમાણે લક્ષ્મી મળવાની છે આ ડિસ્ટર્બન્સ ખલાસ થઈ જાય છે સત્સંગમાં રહેવા
કરતા તૂટી જાય છે બીકોઝ ઓફ યોર ઓન બેલેન્સ ઓફ મેરિટ કર્મા ઇન નેચર દેટ ઓન બેલેન્સ ઓફ મેરિટ કર્મા ઇઝ સેન્ડિંગ યુ એન્ડ મેકિંગ યુ અર્ન ધ મની નાઉ યોર ઇન્ટરફિયરન્સ ઇઝ બીકોઝ ઓફ ઓલ ધીસ ઇગ્નોરન્સ વન્સ ઇટ સ્ટોપ્સ ઓટોમેટિકલી યુ વિલ ગેટ મની ફ્રોમ યોર ઓન બેલેન્સ ઓફ મેરિટ કર્મા
See, the brothers are so short, they don't ask very long questions of men. Let us do some homework. Everybody is going to get the satsang. But we have decided the homework this year, 2012, is on Vyavasthit. Multiple links are given. We have made the decision that I am pure soul. But now whatever happens is on the unfolding scientific circumstantial evidences. Okay, so then there is no question of why did this not happen, who did this, who, these are all the intellect interferences. And so we have to say this is a file, I do not need to do any rag dvesh in it, and I need to settle with it. And slowly we need to let Vyavasthit arise in front of us, as capital as it is that it is everything that is unfolding in front of you is the result of scientific circumstantial evidences only, and there is no question left anymore. Whatever has happened is Vyavasthit, and I am pure soul, and this is all relative, and this relative file one is under the influence of SCE, scientific circumstantial evidences, And that is all there is to it. And that is our goal. And then until the last karma of this body finishes, you, the increasing awareness of that which is unfolding in front of you as Vyavasthit is all that is necessary. And then whatever has happened, if something new happens, it's a file, settle it with equanimity, settled. And with this approach, the mind will quieten down naturally. There will be no disturbance in the mind. This relative is under the influence of Vyavasthit. Yeah. You see, it's actually the servant may have broken the glasses of the teacup and the tea china, but really it is Vyavasthit that broke those glasses and teacups. So slowly this awareness, this vision should be there. Who is doing it? Is Deepak Bhai speaking over there? No, it is scientific circumstantial evidences that is really causing the words to come out. And if we say, it's Deepak Bhai speaking, you see? So we have to set all of these things in place. And so this is, and this pure soul, and then this is the body of Deepak Bhai, and the words are coming through higher energies. And this is all relative. You know, you say, oh, I'll have to do this, and I'll have to go, and I'll have to go back to Germany, and I have to adjust these things. You should be aware that will drag you into the whirlpool of doership. You see, you should be aware that it is happening, and that Katya will have to do this, and will have to do this. But you know, then you say, how come I still cannot get out of doership? Well, you are actually giving some weight to doership. You should be aware internally that even though Katya is saying I'll have to do this and I'll have to do that, it is really happening. And he says, and these are all circumstances that come together and then they dissociate, that's all. Every circumstance is gathering together so that it will ultimately dissociate. And I am the blissful knower and the seer of it all. And in the process to find anything wrong in it or to find anyone at fault in it, it is the interference. That is the interference of the intellect. And that is called charitramo. You know, to really find errors in that which is discharging is called charitramo. And that needs to be settled with equanimity, or that needs to be cleared off by remaining in the agnas. Charitramo means discharging illusory illusion, discharging illusory vision, charitra moha, is removed after the Gnanvedi by the awareness of the self and the application of the five agnas. Every event will come, it will arise, it will give its fruit and it will leave. So it will give pleasant fruits or it may give unpleasant fruits, but what has it got to do with you, Y capital? And so because of the relative lack of residual understanding about it, there is suffering, but if there is precision in the understanding, there is no suffering at all. And so we are going to read. And we are going to read. We are going to read the up 24, and there is a chapter on karma, which is chapter 35, in charge and discharge. That is coming up. There are some phenomenal, beautiful words. So we might as well get into it before the Parayan starts, so we are ready also in the right manner with it. So we might take it up at 10:30 today or 11. Let's do the Vidhi. So let us do the Vidhi. Where do I interfere in discharge? This is it. Let us understand the interference, because everything is discharging. But where is my interference? Interference is the suffering. Interference is to find fault with anything. Interference is to make opinions about something. Somebody. And so, because discharge is discharging, it is happening, but you put a stick in it and create waves in it. Everything is flowing. So let us, today's samayi cause the interference in discharge. Discharge ma dakho. This is, then the discharge is that which is happening. The river is flowing. Why do you need to throw a big anchor in it and say, not here, you can't flow this way or this way. So whatever has happened is Vyavasthit. When you say everything that has happened is Vyavasthit, it is flawless. Let us do the Vidhi. Vidhi for everyone now. Somebody wants to say something in Delhi Satsang. Let us do the Vidhi now. Everybody join in the Tele Satsang too. Shuddhatma chu, 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 Shudd shuddhatmachu, 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 jai
sachidananda,
jai sachidananda to all the mahatmas in Delhi satsang. We are going to do the samayik here a little bit, but today, even if you miss out, make sure you do a samayik when you go home, some place at time, you know, take about 45 minutes and look at the interferences and discharge that are happening.
Yes, and
we are going to meet at all, meet at 10:30 again. 10:30 here we meet.
सस्टेन कोऑर्डिनेशन ऑफिस में सब अपने नाम लिखा हुआ है।